Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
ETF. He is a former chairman of the SEC, policy advisor to Goldman Sachs, Bloomberg LP board member. And he and myself picked ourselves up off the floor on US v. Standard & Poor's. Arthur Levitt, good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
Your initial thoughts of seeing this most original litigation?
It is original, and the government's going to win. And McGraw-Hill is foolish not to have made a settlement with them. But this goes back a long way. The agencies, rating agencies, have been hiding behind the shield of the First Amendment.
Floyd Abrams says they're not going to use the First Amendment.
No, they can't. This is a very novel approach that the government has used to bring this suit. But, you know, Dodd-Frank has given to the commission, the SEC, the ability to really prevent this sort of thing from happening. Yet the commission has been so obsessed with so many other things that they haven't done the things that Dodd-Frank gave them the power to do.
Mike, I want you to jump in here, but I'm going to guess one more question here. The distinction seems to be, and the people I've talked to, they were supposed to have a crystal ball in 2007. Are they guilty or innocent of an analysis of a crystal balledness before the financial crisis?
I don't think anybody has a crystal ball, but it's clear, certainly if you read some of the emails and certainly from what's occurred, that they became, like so many others, captives of the people who were paying their bill. That's the fundamental problem with their business model from a regulatory point of view. They will always be the creatures of the clients that pay them, just like
okay,
the accounting industry.
So the government sues them?
The government sues them for really abusing the unique franchise that was given to them by the SEC.
All right. Well, you make a very good point here, and I want to ask you about what seems to be the most logical situation. This is a company that made $867 million last year, million with an M. It's a $5 billion case. The SEC's statistical rating organization business model basically protects these companies from a whole lot of competition. So if your business model isn't going to change, even if you plead guilty or reach some kind of settlement, why not just settle this? Is that where the end game goes?
I think clearly the settlement will come south of $5 billion, but there will be a substantial settlement. And I think they would have been well advised to not allow it to go this public, because there's another shoe that could well drop in terms of a massive lack of public trust, really emphasized in a very public way in the court trial that is going to take place. They cannot afford to allow this to go before a jury, in my judgment. But again, I say Dodd-Frank gave the commission the ability to control this, and the commission has yet to put in play the kind of monitoring, inspection mechanism, and all of that, which would have discouraged the sort of abuse that's developed. And the reason for that is that the commission has been so overcome with other mandates of Dodd-Frank that they haven't found the time to really do the job that they were tasked to do.
Are they going to change this system so that there are more than three ratings agencies, or scrap the system?
I don't think the commission has the ability to do that. The best they can do is monitor it more closely, see to it that there are overseers, see to it that internal controls are adequate. That hasn't been done up to now. That must be done.
How do you presume that the government will prove their case against Standard & Poor's?
I think in the usual way, with emails and the testimony of disaffected personnel. And a question is the government going to follow this with actions against the other rating agencies? Because I can assure you that Standard & Poor's practices are not unique to
Standard & Poor's. I think everyone agrees with that. I do agree with that.
So there may be some kind of universal agreement on this before this plays out.
I mean, I remember, and you remember, the fever of 2006 and 2007. Are we guilty of being stupid? Are we? I mean, if an analyst wrote something, or a company, whoever the company is, said EMC at whatever share price, I'm not a shareholder of EMC.
And S&P rates at AAA.
They were wrong.
They were not only wrong, but I think in the future that no longer is going to take place. What happens in the market has an impact.
I agree.
When your broker comes to you and says Standard & Poor's gives a AAA, you'll laugh at him. No broker.
I don't disagree with that. I just wonder how we look back 2020 hindsight.
Well, you use a funny word.
Go after him.
You use a funny word there, because S&P's defense basically comes down to, we didn't commit fraud, we were just stupid.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, trust me, folks, I've made mistakes in the investment business.
But think about it. A fraud charge, losing the ability to say they neither accept nor deny, that's a milestone.
I don't disagree with that in any way, shape, or form. We've gone beyond, you know, accept or deny. Arthur Levitt, we got to talk about this more. Brilliant.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.